Hey, boys.
Yes, sir.
These are some pretty good tickets.
Yeah. Not only probably where they are, but I don't know how many country music fans we have out there, but Sugar Land's about as hot a group as there is right now.
And, you know, it's got Miller Lite green light, green lot parking ticket to go along with it. This is a pretty good... Guys, we don't have a prize to give away now.
Yeah, really.
I was going to say, have fun, Scott.
I lost them.
No, I do.
Oh, God, it'll be Scott and his plumber there.
Yeah, no kidding. You know it.
Exactly, yeah. And my future contractor.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
Anyhow, wow.
So, sorry, Scott, Tom, and Jackie.
Yeah. Those are good tickets. We'll give away.
Chase, Tom, and Jackie.
I got to figure out a way to do it, but those are good tickets. I'll find a.
And when's the show?
Tomorrow night.
Tomorrow
night.
Oh, wow.
So
much for that.
We do have. You can't go, huh?
Mm.
Oh, you didn't say that.
Sorry, a mouthful of coffee, but I was thinking we don't really have time to, you know.
No, not too much. But
come up with a rip roaring contest.
I'll come up with a question. Hello. Yes.
I ain't never won nothing.
Hello.
I thought you said you just wanted to give them to me.
No, I didn't say that. I appreciate you thinking that, but now that...
We could do Tradio, you know, interesting trades.
Trade up? Yeah, what would you give us in trade for this?
Mm-hmm.
Can we make it a charitable thing, or...
Hey, now, Tom, come on.
Why you want to be altruistic about this, man? I'm trying to score some swag.
Yeah. These ain't breakfast tacos. We're talking about
radio, pal.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, unless we're talking about like a year's worth of breakfast tacos here.
Hello.
I promise not to call in and make strange comments and give them to me.
Yeah.
Boy. We got people officially groveling here.
Yeah, but see, that's one of like 15 people that could call and make that bargain.
Yeah,
with us.
I mean,
that's right.
Okay, yeah, I got to see.
I don't even know if I can staple these tickets. It might ruin them.
It's a tough job.
Or invalidate them.
Yeah, don't want to do that. That's for sure. Now, we will. We'll figure something out here.
Yeah. At 30 seconds till 9, I'll remind Scott.
No.
I just come by the station.
We'll throw him in the atrium.
Yeah, really.
No. And don't forget, I got the Siamese twin joke, too.
Well, I think people are probably more looking forward to the tickets.
You think so?
Well, I don't know. Yeah. Unless it's a really good joke.
No, it's not that good.
Well, there you go.
All right. But now I got to. Chase, you want to try to find a question? You know, and I've got a great source at home, and I just haven't sat down because I have a source I get every once in a while that just has great trivia in it. But you know, it's sitting at home, and that doesn't help me very much.
I could give you a Sugarland question.
No.
Okay.
Thanks.
Well, I'm just trying.
It's a singing group. Okay. Yeah.
Well, yeah, but I was just gonna say, you know, what are their names?
No.
Okay.
We got to come up with something.
I won't mention it again.
No. All right, it's 8:42.
Just Brakes.
What does Just Brakes charge for pads and shoes?
Just Brakes safety experts will install pads and shoes on all four wheels for just $99.88.
All four wheels?
Just Brakes machines rotors and drums, packs bearings, and inspects your brake system for any other problems.
Just Brakes installs pads and shoes on all four wheels and machines rotors and drums for $99.88. Why do you do it, Just Brakes?
At Just Brakes, we really do.
Offer good on most cars and light trucks. Additional repairs may be required at additional cost. $6 shop supply fee not included.
Children learn to read on the laps of their parents. Did you know nearly two-thirds of low-income families have no children's books at home? So here's how you can help. Become a part of the Half Price Books Half Pint Library program today. Bring a new or gently used children's book to any Half Price Books between now and March 31st. Drop it off in the Half Pint Library donation box. It's that simple. At the end of the drive, Half Price Books will match your donations and distribute to local organizations for kids in need. Help us share the love of reading with young children and their families. Remember, one good book can help inspire a lifelong reader. And only with your contributions can a Half Pint Library become a reality. To learn more about the Half Price Books Half Pint Library program or to find a store near you, visit hpb.com. The Half Pint Library Book Drive. It's kids' books from the community for the community.
News. Go back to your room.
We got a question that we don't know the answer to.
No, we didn't. No, I got it. Okay. I got it. All right. All right. Here we go. These are VIP tickets. These are VIP tickets.
Because what you've got is better than what I had come up with.
Houston Livestock Show and Rodeo.
Right.
And a great parking pass.
Mm-hmm.
If you can give us two of the three answers. 695.
With Sugarland.
1620.
Who's Jennifer Nettles and Christian Bush, by the way.
Okay. You just had to tell us, didn't
you? Yes, I did.
If you've listened to the if you've listened to the show for a while, you know what I'm talking about. If you know two of the three answers, 695-1620. 695-1620.
Everybody's like, oh.
Hello.
Hello, where are the questions?
No.
See, that's just it. You have to remember
that. That's right.
You have to remember what it was all about.
What's the answers?
Well, heck, I thought you were going to ask me the question.
No, I've already asked the question. I asked the question almost a year ago. What are the three answers? So give me two of the three answers.
That would be Nestle Water and Red Fox.
Yep.
Woo-hoo!
That's it.
The other one was Shelley Fabre.
The other is Shelley Fabre. Yeah.
I wasn't sure if it was Shelley or Nanette.
No, it was Shelley. All right, who's this?
My name's Mitch Lovings.
All right, Mitch, these are for tomorrow night. Okay?
Sure.
All right, and it's four tickets. Four tickets. All right? That's
it. I'll have to find two friends.
Thank you. All right, well, that's your problem.
Sound like a typical listener of this show.
Very good. Thank you.
I'll bet you can.
Shelley was in more Elvis movies than anybody else. Nestle is the largest bottled water company in the world.
And Red Fox was the only celebrity guest at Elvis and Priscilla's wedding.
That's it.
Now write that down, people, because 4 years from now we may ask it again.
That's right. We just
for a big prize.
And again, this is a significant prize. Yeah.
Like a most expensive paid trip to Caldwell.
Yeah.
No, another mayor might come in and give us something.
But not to make light, what Mitch proved was that he is a long-term listener.
Uh-huh.
And a general knowledge of stuff that's really not important, which is what we're all about. So there you go. Thank you for that. Thank you for
Jason. We'd put it all in a coffee cup, except they don't make one big enough.
Yeah. Jason Byinski
for giving us not needing those tickets.
So the Siamese twins walk into a bar.
Yeah, sure. That's right.
Put
it on his tab.
You thought I wasn't going to tell it.
Uh-huh.
You thought I was going to forget, but I didn't. So two Siamese twins walk into a bar, and they park themselves on a bar stool. One of them says to the bartender, "Don't mind us. We're just joined at the hip. I'm John. This is Jim. Two draft beers, please." So the bartender, feeling a little bit awkward, obviously, tries to make polite conversation while pouring the beers.
For a split second, I thought the whole joined at the hip was the punchline.
You thought you were supposed to laugh, right?
Yeah. Oh, wait.
You may decide by the time it's finished that it should have been the punchline.
Yeah, maybe so. Yeah. All right, so two draft beers. Don't mind us. We're joined at the hip.
Okay, so
boy, it's a bad joke. It's going to take a long time to tell. That's the worst kind.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Excuse me. Isn't that normally what I do? Yeah. How would that be different? Golly. Think like you've been here a while. You know what we do. All right. So he said, "You been anywhere exciting lately, fellas?" So John says, "Well, we're going to England next month. We go to England every year. We rent a car and we drive around for miles, don't we, Jim?" Jim says, "Ah, yes." The bartender says, "Well, England, I mean, wonderful country, the history, the beer, the culture." John says, "Nah, we don't like that British stuff. We're all about hamburgers and American beer. That's us, right, Jim?" "Yep. And we can't stand the English. They're so arrogant and they're so rude." So the bartender goes, Well, why do you keep going to England?" Says the bartender.
Yeah.
And John says,
"Mm-hmm." John says,
"That's the only place Jim could drive."
Just Brakes.
What does Just Brakes charge for pads and shoes?
Just Brakes safety experts will install pads and shoes on all four wheels for just $99.88.
All four wheels?
Just Brakes machines rotors and drums, packs bearings, and inspects your brake system for any other problems.
Just Brakes installs pads and shoes on all four wheels and machines rotors and drums for $99.88. Why do you do it, Just Brakes?
At Just Brakes, we
offer good on most cars and light trucks. Additional repairs may be required at additional cost. $6 shop supply fee not included.
If convenience, quality, and great prices are what you want out of your dry cleaners, then look no further than Hallmark Cleaners. Locally owned and operated, Hallmark Cleaners has been serving the Brazos Valley for 19 years with complete dry cleaning, laundry, and alterations. Hallmark Cleaners offers same day, in by 9, out after 5, and drive-through convenience and personal service. They have 4 locations in Bryan College Station and 1 in Navasota. You know that you can count on the professionals at Hallmark Cleaners.
This year, the Community Foundation of the Brazos Valley will host its 7th annual tribute luncheon Thursday, March 10th at 11:30 a.m. at the Hilton College Station. The luncheon will honor Stephanie Sale and Jim Singleton, longtime supporters of our community. If you'd like to attend this annual fundraiser for the Community Foundation, please call 229-1200. Individual luncheon tickets are $40. Come celebrate with the Community Foundation and help raise funds for the foundation to be used for the betterment of our community, Tuesday, March 10th at the Hilton College Station.
Hey, good morning. It's 10 till News Talk 1620 WTAW. All right, in Portland, Oregon, a grocery chain claims a sticky-fingered duo lifted everything from shampoo to DVDs over the span of many years. Total haul, $5 million in merchandise.
Whoa.
Richard Laverne Remington and Angela Rose Evans, know all three names because they got caught, were finally arrested 2 weeks ago. After her arrest, Angela told police they stole mostly small-ticket items like shampoo, razors, Rogaine.
Hey, razors, man.
Yeah,
I don't know if I can blame them for that.
Yeah, I hear that. That's
God
for sure.
Lee, what an absolute ripoff. Just chaps my hide.
Razors?
Yes.
Oh, I know.
Oh,
I know. It just makes you use one too many times, doesn't it? Because, wow.
You know what? It made me, I had a 3-blade. I went to a 4-blade. I threw the razor away. When I looked at the price,
And you kept the blades, and that kind of hard to shave?
No, when I finished up with them. Yeah, he's holding on to them, yeah. Now, when I finished that 4-blade set, the first batch, I threw the whole bunch away and went back to 3 blades. I mean, that's crazy money. That's crazy money.
You actually save money. If you want the higher-end stuff, I figured it up. You actually save money by buying disposables.
Well, you see, I like that. That's good to know if that's true, because I'd go that route. The disposables that you can only use maybe twice or three times at the most, right?
Well, I don't know what kind of shaving you're doing, but I use them more than that.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, I think
And I've even bought store brand disposables.
Ah.
I mean, you know, and it's not, I didn't scream bloody murder.
Where you get like a 12 pack for $5 or something like that.
Yeah. I thought, what the heck, man? It's worth it.
So, see, and again, I would really, it'd be interesting to talk to somebody who has the science behind the metal that they use and how it's processed to be able to hold the edge for longer. And obviously, if you buy the store brand single blade, no, it's not going to last very long.
Right.
But I've done the same thing. I guess I get the little pivot head, the little two blade pivot head thing. And yeah, you know, you throw that in a suitcase when you're going someplace and life's a lot easier that way.
Yeah.
But it'd be interesting to know about the science behind the metal in those blades. And
because I can go a month and a half on the 4 blades, you know.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you know,
But the crazy thing is that I've even looked it up online. All right, I thought, you know, all right, you get price breaks on a lot of things online, so what the heck, I'll look it up.
Yeah.
Nothing.
Mm-mm.
No price
really?
Breaks.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Not that I could find.
Wow.
That's not saying it's not out there.
Yeah, I understand, but just haven't been able to find it. So anyway, what she said is that they, you know, would just pick this stuff up, and then the couple also focused on DVDs and batteries, items that were small but quite costly, where the thefts were, and the question was, were they random or were they spontaneous? And police say there's just no way to know. Apparently it was just a situation of opportunity. Allegedly they used a shopping list that just was like what your average shoppers would do. Catching on to the act, the grocery store started tracking Remington and Evans, those are the people, in November by installing tracking devices in the couple's van. How could they do that? I guess they go to the police and they get a warrant from a judge that allows you to put a tracking device on their van. Whenever the van popped up at the store, the loss prevention team would monitor the couple. In the 2 months that they were under surveillance, the couple made 103 thefts that were captured on camera, estimated $400,000 a year in merchandise over the span of several years. That's how they came up with the $5 million total. Hello?
Hey, I was going to mention to y'all that, I don't know if you remember, but back in the later years, they used to give you the razor for free and then get you hooked on going and getting the cartridges.
Oh, it's kind of like toner.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of like those HP printers. Wow, I could get a printer for $52.
Yeah.
And buy toner forever for way too much. No, I didn't remember the free razors, but I guess that very well could have happened. All right, if Grandma's birthday is just around the corner, look no further for a gift. She's always said that you're cute as a baby, and now's your chance to help her remember those days when You were adorable and gurgling. Meet.
Now you're just gurgling.
Yeah,
right?
Really. Yeah. Well, you know, life is a circle. You pretty much go out the same way you came in. Sure. You're just not near as cute.
That's right. A 4.8-pound robot called Baby Lloyd that resembles an infant but looks more like a fuzzy slipper with a big face. Its mouth and eyes open. It can cry. It can blush. Baby Lloyd is designed to keep the elderly company. Okay. Keeps the owner busy by crying and fussing, thus fighting the symptoms of depression and loneliness common with senior citizens, especially those in retirement homes. Baby Lloyd, $600. So there you go. Mm. Baby Lloyd. I just happened to find out yesterday about a new plush toy that will come out and plays peekaboo with a baby.
Really?
Holds up a blanket.
Oh, yeah. That way the parents don't have to.
Goes, where's the baby? Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. The parents have to interact with the child. No. Let's go ahead and buy something to do that. But, and that's the other thing. Remember those, when the first Teddy Ruxpin? Is that what it was called?
Oh,
where he had a
creepy
computer chip.
Creepy.
Yeah. He's scared of clowns too, folks. But, but now, you know, those things that sing like the bass that hangs on the wall. I mean, some of those songs go for like a minute. Minute 15 seconds now. I mean, big full productions. It's,
oh, yeah, that'd make me rip it off the wall and stomp it.
Wow. All because you can't go to the rodeo tomorrow to see Sugar Land.
Yeah, that's exactly what it
Man.
Is.
Had no idea. Authorities in Brooksville, Florida, said a man spotted driving a golf cart against traffic had a blood alcohol content more than 3 times the legal limit. Man told deputies he'd been...
Had a bad hook, too.
Yeah, been drinking. Yeah. But he said he didn't believe he was impaired. Well, of course he didn't think he was impaired.
I'll be fine.
Deputy said the man's passenger said that he had been drinking and appeared more impaired, in fact, than the driver was. So, got two drunk. So, two drunks in a golf cart. And
that's right.
Never mind.
And Siamese twins in a bar.
Moving on from there, yeah. Okay, so we've all heard stories about people not getting jobs or getting fired from their jobs because of their Bookface profiles. But the Bookface page also cost a teenager their shot at getting into the college of their choice. Turns out 4 out of every 5 college admission officers uses the social network to recruit students, and that means they're probably checking out your Bookface page, your Twitter account, or any place else that you've left some sort of a digital trail.
Duh.
According to Kaplan's Test Prep's 2010 survey, 82% of admission officers reported their schools use Bookface to recruit students. Doesn't just mean the schools have the Bookface page. It's also unclear as to, and nobody's saying, how recruiters decide possibly to reject a student based on what they might find on the profile. Just make your kiddos aware of that, okay? So, yeah. You boys Bob Seger fans?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I like that Bob Seger. He's got a new single, came out yesterday.
Turn the page.
It is Downtown Train.
Ooh.
You remember Downtown
yeah.
Train?
Yeah, yeah. What's his name?
Rod Stewart.
Rod Stewart.
Well,
yeah, there you go.
Here's the full story, though. Tom Waits. Wrote the song and recorded it.
Oh, I didn't know that.
He did.
Mm-hmm.
Story is that Bob Seger recorded Downtown Train in 1989, and he mentioned it to Rod Stewart that it was really a good song and he was going to release it. Next thing you know, Rod's recorded his own version, and he beat Bob to the punch.
I'll be darned.
So there you go. So Bob's going to try to get even now.
There you go.
Doolin Singers. Not going to be as good as that Rod Stewart song. It's pretty good.
Probably right? not.
All right, let me see. On this date
in history. What happened?
Scott. 1807, Congress outlawed the importing of slaves to U.S. America, effective the following year.
Yeah.
1923, Time magazine debuted. 1933, the movie King Kong had its world premiere in, of course, New York. We mentioned, of course, that this is also Texas Independence Day.
Mm-hmm.
So if you know somebody from
Darn
Texas,
right.
mention it to them.
You betcha.
On this date, 1949... the American B-50 Super Fortress, the Lucky Lady 2, landed in Fort Worth, Texas, completing the first nonstop around-the-world flight. How's that? And this was the day that Will Chamberlain of
scored
the
100.
Philadelphia Warriors.
Yeah.
Philadelphia Warriors, that's what they were called.
Uh-huh.
100 points in a game against the New York Knicks.
Okay. Yeah.
You got a minute.
A minute. Don't know if we mentioned the Dancing with the Stars celebrities for this season. It's headlined by Kirstie Alley.
Really? Ooh. Careful. Careful.
I know. Her dance partner better have insurance. His name looks like he might be a Russian fellow. That might cause an incident.
They'll do baby elephant walk.
Yeah, there you go. Wendy Williams, Kendra Wilkinson, Chelsea Kane, if you know these people. Ralph Macchio, that was the Karate Kid.
Macchio,
yeah, him too. Romeo, whoever that is. Wrestler Chris Jericho. Sugar Ray Leonard, the former boxing champ. Hines Ward of the Pittsburgh Steelers. And Mike Catherwood. He was in Psycho. Anyway, those are the Dancing with the Stars. ABC won the last week because of all the Oscar stuff, the red carpet and the Oscars itself.